No matter who you are and no matter where you've been, no matter where you are right now, you are welcome here. Welcome to a brand new, sparkly, shiny new week. It's Daily Audio Bible Chronological. So glad that you have found us. And Jill, been waiting for you. I'm waiting for you to show up and I'm waiting for the Word of God to speak to us all, and I'm waiting and trusting God to reveal His heart to each one of us who is thirsty and hungry for righteousness and to know God more intimately through His Word. Let's jump in today as we read the Psalms, Psalm 108 through 110 today, and it's a brand new week, so we're starting a brand new translation. Today we begin the New English Translation, Psalm 108. I am determined, O God. I will sing and praise you with my whole heart. Awake, O stringed instrument and harp. I will wake up at dawn. I will give you thanks before the nations, O Lord. I will sing praises to you before foreigners, for your love extends beyond the sky and your faithfulness reaches the clouds. Rise up above the sky, O God. May your splendor cover the whole earth. Deliver by your power and answer me, so that the ones you love may be safe. God has spoken in his sanctuary. I will triumph. Parcel out Shechem, the valley of Succoth, I will measure off. Gilead belongs to me, as does Manasseh. Ephraim is my helmet, Judah my royal scepter, Moab is my washbasin. I will make Edom serve me. I will shout in triumph. Philistia, who will lead me into the fortified city? Who will bring me to Edom? Have you not rejected us, O God? O God, you do not go into battle with our armies. Give us help against the enemy, for any help men might offer is futile. By God, conquer. He will trample down our enemies. O God, whom I praise, do not ignore me, for they say cruel and deceptive things to me. They lie to me. They surround me and say hateful things. They attack me for no reason. They repay my love with accusations, but I pray. They repay me evil for good and hate for love. Appoint an evil man to testify against him. May an accuser stand at his right side. When he is judged, he will be found guilty. Then his prayer will be regarded as sinful. May his days be. May another take his job. May his children be fatherless and his wife a widow. May his children roam around begging, asking for handouts as they leave their ruined home. May the creditor seize all he owns. May strangers loot his property. May no one show him kindness. Have compassion on his fatherless children. May his descendants be cut off. May the memory of them be wiped out by the time the next generation arrives. May his ancestors' sins be remembered by the Lord. May his mother's sin not be forgotten. May the Lord be constantly aware of the memory of his children from the earth. For he never bothered to show kindness. He harassed the oppressed and needy and killed the disheartened. He loved to curse others, so those curses have come upon him. He had no desire to bless anyone, so he has experienced no blessing. He made cursing a way of life, so curses poured into his stomach like water and seeped into his bones like oil. May a curse attach itself to him like a garment one puts on or a belt one wears continually. May the Lord repay my accusers in this way. Things about me. O Sovereign Lord, intervene on my behalf for the sake of your reputation. Because your loyal love is good, deliver me. For I am oppressed and needy, and my heart beats violently within me. I am fading away like a shadow at the end of the day, off like a locust. I am so starved, my knees shake. I have turned into skin and bones. I am disdained by them. When they see me, they shake their heads. Help me, O Lord my God, because you are faithful to me, deliver me. Then they will is your work, and that you, Lord, have accomplished it. They curse, but you will bless. When they attack, they will be humiliated, but your servant will rejoice. My accusers will be covered with shame and draped in humiliation as if it were a robe. I will thank the Lord in the middle of a crowd. I will praise him because he stands at the right hand of the needy to deliver him from those who threaten his life. Here is the Lord's proclamation to my Lord. Sit down at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool. The Lord extends Zion. Rule in the midst of your enemies. Your people willingly follow you when you go into battle. On the holy hills at sunrise, the dew of your youth belongs to you. The Lord makes this promise on oath and will not revoke it. You are an eternal priest. You are after the pattern of Melchizedek. O Lord, at your right hand he strikes down kings in the day. He unleashes his anger. He executes judgment against the nations. He fills the valleys with corpses. He shatters their heads over the vast battlefield. Stream along the road he drinks. Then he lifts up his head. Jesus, we thank you for this week. Thank you for your word. I pray and ask that you will speak to our hearts this week. All that you long to say, speak, do. Make it count. Make it stick and make it last. Make us awake. May we be conscientious, awake to our own lives, our own choices, our own words. Every choice that action and word and deed, by what we do, by what we left undone, may we choose wisely, responsibly, as followers of good and righteousness, to long to be holy, pleasable in your sight. This is my prayer today. Let it begin with me. And I pray this all in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. I look forward to a beautiful week together. I love you all. I'm Jeanette. Love one another.
Hello, this is Jeanette in Denmark. Yesterday I was sitting with my mother and sister on FaceTime. They're in Virginia. And my sister is very... with my mom's recurring infections. My mom was in for heavy medication to rescue her kidneys. She's struggling with the MRSA infection. She is just turning 70 here at the 22nd of May. And she's been a lot of struggle in our lives. She's lived under a mental illness diagnosis for a long time. But she's been our steady island, and I love her very much. So I want to pray together for my mother and sister. I thank you that you're constantly with us, together with us, that Jesus' hand holds ours and leads ours forwards and carries us when we are needed, needing people to help us. Thank you that you are with my sister and lifting her up from her despair. But also, Father, thank you for the learned through so many years. I ask, Father, for many hands to be around her in this time of change in her life, and also that she would learn to embrace the care tasks that have come her way instead of relying on her mother. And Father, I thank you are steadfast in all things, that by your stripes, Jesus, we are healed. And that you give life to those who come to you. So I ask that you give a grace of faith for my sister and peace and of healing and of a clear mind. Thank you, Father.
Good morning, DAB Chronological. This is Pat from North Carolina, calling to thank Brian and Jill and the whole technological team for this new app. all the bugs. I had let y'all know about wanting to get back to the spot because I like to read along with Jill as she's reading the Bible, and wanted to get back to that spot if I were to stop and look something up. The old app would bring me right back to where she was reading, and the new app wasn't able to do that yet. But you guys worked out the kinks. And so I want to thank you for that. And I want to thank you for all the prayers and the encouragement, and thank the precious word that gives us life every day. Thank you so much for doing this daily audio Bible. May God bless all of you for everything that you do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Good morning, DAB family. This is Military. I'm calling in because on Sunday, I lost a really good friend to cancer. Her name was Jamie, and this is really impacting me severely. And as I mentioned a few days ago, I am moving, and this whole thing is really making me harder. So I'd like to say a quick prayer for everybody who knew Jamie. Dear Heavenly Father, please be with me and all the other friends and family of Jamie. I know that she is now with you in eternal joy, and she is no longer in pain. But please comfort struggling with her passing away. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.